This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Here we go. Okay, good evening, everyone. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua.
Could you hear me well?
Yeah.
Okay, continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Meseches Ksubais Daf Tzadi Amid Beis. Here we go. So the Mishnah said like this. Someone who's married to two wives, and the first one died. And then what happens? Someone who's married to two wives, and then he died. So the Mishnah said the first one, Harishana Kodemus Lashnia, the first wife takes precedence over the second wife in collecting the ksuba. And if there's not enough left, the first wife will collect, the second one won't. However, then the Mishnah said like this. Nasa Sarishano Mesa, if he married the first wife and then she died, then Nasa Shnia, he married a second wife, Umesu, and then he died. So this is what we call Achas Bechayeha, the Achas Bemisa. One died in his life, one died after his death. So then we say Shnia v'yarsha kodem liyarsha rishayna. The second one and her yarshim take precedence over the yarshim of the first one. That's a very difficult halacha. Why? Think about it. The husband died and his second wife is alive. So when she's collecting the ksuba, she's collecting it as a debt. He owes it to her because he died and she's alive. He owes her the ksuba. But the ksuba that is owed to the, let's say, the descendants of the first wife is what we call ksubas benin dichren, where the male progeny inherit the ksuba. That's a yerusha. So think about it. What the second wife's heirs claim is a chayiv. What the first wife's heirs claim is a yerusha. So we know you first pay off chayvos before a Yerusha. So this is what we call Achas B'chayeha V'Achas B'misasa. So the Mishnah said, Nasos Arishani, married the first wife, and then she died, and he married a second wife, and he died. So we say the second wife's heirs take precedence over the first wife's heirs. Says Gemara Shemamina Tlas. From here we could learn three things. Shemamina, we learn from here, Achas B'chayeha V'Achas B'maisai. That if a person has two wives and one dies when he's alive and one dies after he's dead, yesh lahen kesubas benin dichrin. Even the yarshim of the first wife have the ksuba of the male progeny. What does that mean? The ksuba of the male progeny. The ksuba of the male progeny is that a male progeny inherits the ksuba of the mother. So the yarshim of the first wife who actually died while he was alive, they get ksubas benin dichrin. Why? How do we know that? And we're not worried that they're going to fight. We're not worried they're going to have a disagreement. What does this mean? You see, let's say if in a case, Rashi says, where he's married to two women, and they both die before him. So what would we do with ksubas benin dichrin? Ksubas benin dichrin would basically be Yerusha, because both wives died, and then they would split the rest 50-50. And regarding the ksuba, if one ksuba is bigger than the other, then the yarshim of the bigger one will get it. And that's not an issue, because basically they're both getting the equal amount of Yerusha, and they're both getting from the property of the father. But in this case, where the Ishtai Hashnia died after he died, where her heirs are owed the money, And the first heirs are getting it as Yerusha. So what the second heirs are getting is not a Yerusha, but they're getting it from... Who are they getting it from? So in the case, again, where the Ishtai Hashniya died after her husband, so they're the heirs of the second wife are taking it as a chayv, and they're not taking it as Yerusha. The heirs of the first wife are getting it as Yerusha. So maybe the heirs of the first wife should not get Ksubas Benin Dichrin. Maybe, see, in other words, why? Because they're gonna come to fight and say, "Hey, it's not right. Maybe Ksubas Benin Dichrin is only for a Chayv and not for Yerusha. So maybe in this case, they don't get Ksubas Benin Dichrin." So, but we see not like that. We see we're not concerned. Why? Midiktani mimai, midiktani shniya v'yarsha kaidman liyarshay rishan. It says the second wife and her heirs take precedence over the heirs of the first wife. So what does that mean? Mikdam hu dekadmi. That the second wife has precedence. Ha'ika shakli. But if there is enough, then the first one will take. So this is a raya that kesubas benin dichrin will apply not only if they're both taking it in a situation where they died before the husband. So where both heirs are taking it as Yerusha, but even in this case where the heirs of the second one are taking it as a chayv and the heirs of the first one are taking it as Yerusha. So that's the first halacha we derive from here. By the way, don't be apprehensive. Don't feel bad. To me, this ranks up there maybe top three or top five difficult amudim in Ksubas. Okay? And this part, what we just read, is no exception. Second halacha, shmamina, the second thing we learn from here, is ksuba nasis moiser lachaverta. One ksuba becomes extra for the second. That means like this. Do you remember the din of ksubas benin dichrin? We had this a few times. Ksubas benin dichrin says that if a man was married to two women, and then he dies, and then they die, so now they're going to inherit the estate of the father. But the halacha is they also first inherit their mother's ksuba. And if one ksuba is more than the other, they'll both inherit their mother's ksuba in proportion to whatever their mother was supposed to get. Now that's a din d'rabbanan. Inheriting the mother's ksuba is a din d'rabbanan. Inheriting the father is a din d'iraisa. We will not allow the din d'rabbanan of ksubas benin dichrin to override the din d'iraisa of Yerusha. So we'll only collect ksubas ben dichrin if after we collect it, there's what we call moisar dinar, and leftover of a dinar for them to divide as the Yerusha. So from here we see that a ksuba becomes what we call the moisar, that extra amount for the other one. That means, let's say, by giving the heirs of the second wife their ksubas benin dichrin, and then giving the heirs of the first wife their ksubas benin dichrin, what if nothing is left? So could we apply the rule of ksubas benin dichrin? The answer is yes. Why? It seems like what we give the heirs of the second one is going to be considered a fulfillment of the dinda iraisa of Yerusha. What would the logic of that be? Because the truth is, meaning if, let's say, after we give the second one, what we're giving the first one, there's nothing left, it still will apply this halacha. Mimai, how do we see this? The fact that the Mishnah didn't say that we'll give to the Yarshim of the first wife only if there's an extra dinar, so that is mashma, that the ksuba that we give to the yarshim of the first wife, that's considered moisar. Now, why would that be considered moisar? Because Because since they're taking it as a chayiv, since the yarshim of the second, wife are taking it as a chayiv, so that's considered a yerusha that all of the yarshim got. And once all the yarshim got it, that's a kiyum of yerusha, and then they're paying off their father's chayiv to the second wife. So that's a fulfillment of yerusha medayraisa. How is it mashma? Because it doesn't say that will only apply the din of ksubas bin and dichrin if there is a maisar dinar. That implies even if there is not a maisar dinar, we still apply the din of ksubas bin and dichrin. Okay, then here's the third halacha that we could derive. Shmamina, from here we could learn ksubas benin dichrin leitavra mimishabde, that the ksuba of the male progeny we will not grab from nechasim mishubadim. Why? How do we see that? How do we see we don't take it from nechasim mishubadim? Diyisakidaitim tarfim mishabde, if the din of ksubas dinin dichrin we would take from nechasim mishubadim, then lesu b'nei harishayna v'litrafinu l'vnei shniya. Then what should we do? Let the children of the first wife grab from the second one. Meaning, if the halacha is ksubas benen dichron, we take from mishubadim, then it's very nice we first give to the second wife because they're b'nei chayv, and then we give to the first wife. And basically, we're saying that the yarshim of the first wife are not considered balech, ones who money is owed to, but rather they're considered yarshim. Yarshim cannot collect from the chasim mishubadim. The fact that the second yarshim, the yarshim of the second wife, take precedence over the first means that we do not collect subas menin dechren from mishubadim, because we just treat them as yarshim. Because if they were considered balei chayv, then they should be able to collect their ksubas benin dichrin from the second, the heirs of the second wife. These are the three things we see. We see from here that achas b'chaya v'achas b'moisai, the din of ksubas benin dichrin applies to both. We see that you don't need Maisar Dinar, but what's given to the second heirs is considered the Maisar. And number three, that we do not collect Ksubas Benin Dichrin from Nechasim Mishubadim. Maska Floravash, Memai. How do you know this? How do we know what? We're going to see. We're going to ask on some of these halachas that were derived. Maybe really I'll tell you achas b'chayv achas b'moisay in lam ksuas benin dechon. Maybe really, if one wife dies when he's alive, and one wife dies when after he died. I mean, the first one died when he was alive. So, in that case. What are they considered when we talk about the yarshim of the first wife? The yarshim of the first wife are considered yarshim. Maybe I'll tell you in this case, in lam ksuas benin dichrin. There's no din of ksuas benin dichrin if achas b'chayev achas b'moisai, because you only give the ksuba to the ones who the money is owed to, not to the one that's yoresh. So what does it mean, umay kaidmin? What does the Mishnah mean that what does it mean the second ones have precedence? They don't just have precedence. They get and the first ones don't get. So Gemara says, L'nachalaktani. What it means is that they have precedence for inheritance. Meaning what? they have kedima, that they get the ksubas benin dichrin before the heirs of the first wife take Yerusha. Meaning, maybe if you had two wives, one died when you were alive, one died after you died, maybe the ksubas benin dichrin only goes to the one who died after you died. So what does it mean they take precedence? They more than take precedence. They get ksuas min dechrin and the first one doesn't. The answer is the first one doesn't. And when we say that you take precedence, it means you get the ksuas benin dechrin, meaning the heirs of the second wife gets ksuas benin dechrin before the heirs of the first wife gets Yerusha. Lenachala ketani. V'chitema yarshe harishayna lamali. So you'll ask, what does it mean you take precedence over the heirs of the first one? We're not dealing with them as heirs of the first wife. We're dealing with them as heirs of the husband. Because we're saying that the heirs of the second wife take precedence even before any of the yarshim are yarish the father. So it's not about their role as heirs of the first one. Says Gemara, you're right. I did the Tani Shni of Yarsha, since it talks about the second wife and her Yarshim, Tananam Yarsha Rishina. It talks about the heirs of the first wife, but it's not in their capacity as the heir of the first wife. It's in their capacity of Yarshim of the father. So that's one question. Maybe I'll tell you Achaz V'chav Achaz Moshe doesn't get Ksus Menein Dichrin, and the Kedima is Kedima of the Ksuas Ben Dichrin of the second wife over the Yerusha of the first wife's heirs. Udika Amrik Subanasas Moisel Chaverta, and that which you said, that the payment of the Ksuba is a fulfillment of Yerusha Midairaisa, and we don't need, and it's a fulfillment of the Dindairaisa of Yerusha to allow the Ksuas Benin Dichrin to work. Dilma lo'ilam e'malach, maybe I'll really tell you, ein ksuba nasis moysel chaverta. One ksuba will not be considered the extra for its friend. V'achahu de'ika moysel din. Maybe here we're talking about a case where you happen to have an extra dinar. Maybe it's not the payment of the debt to the heirs of the second wife which constitutes the fulfillment of Yerushim Adaraisa. Maybe here we're talking about where there's a Moisar Dinar. Okay, now the Gemara says, V'achas b'chai v'achas b'moisar tanahi. The truth is that if you have two wives, one died when you're alive, one died after you died, is machalik is tanam. The Tani we learned in Abraisa. Meisu achas b'chai v'achas b'moisar. If the if they died, one in his life and one in his death. If they died, one in his life and one in his death. Two wives. Benanis Oimer Yecholim Bnei Rishon Lamanei Shnia, the descendants of the first wife could say to the descendants of the second wife, Bnei Balas Chayvatem. You are the sons of Balas Chayv. Tulu Ksubas Imcha Mutzu. Take the ksuba of your mother and get out of here. You are Bnei Balas Chayv. You take the ksuba of your mother and skedaddle. What is this talking about? The heirs of the first wife tell the heirs of the second wife, you take the ksuba Bnei Dichrin and get out of here and we'll take the rest. Now obviously we're talking about where there's no Moisar Dinar. Because if there was a Moisar Dinar, you won't. The heirs of the first wife can't say go away. They still have to split the dinar. Must be. It's talking about where there isn't Moisar dinar. And that's how they could say, okay, you take your piece and get out of here. But that's mashma. Then if there's no Moisar dinar, the fulfillment of Moisar dinar is by paying the ksuba to these balei chayv. Rabbi Kiva says, kvar kofza nachalam lefnei b'nei rishayna. The Nachla jumps away from the sons of the first wife, the Nafla of Nebnei Ashniya, and it goes to the second wife, meaning we hold that the din of Benin Dichrin does not apply over here. It only goes to the Yarshim of the second wife, who they're chayiv in the, they're entitled to the ksuba as a chayiv, as opposed to the Yarshim of the first wife, who are getting it as Irusha. My labaha kamiflagi. It must be, this is what they argue on. One opinion holds that if one wife dies when you're alive and one when you die, you do get ksuvas ben dechon. That's a Tanakama. Umar Savar and Rabbi Kiva holds, no, achas b'chayev, achas b'chayev, in lam ksuvas ben dechon. If one dies when you're alive, one dies when you die, there's no din of benin dechrin. That's why in this case, Rabbi Kiva holds, there's no ksubas benin dechrin. It jumps away from the heirs of the first wife. Amar Rabba, Rabba said, this might not be the machlokes. Ashkach tinu l'rabbana dvei rav diyasvi v'ka'amri. I found the rabbanam of the house of Rav. They were sitting, and they were saying, really, if one wife dies in your lifetime and one after you die, both of them get ksuvas benin dechrin. The shaila, though, here is, do we consider paying the first ksuba fulfillment of the Yerusha Daraisa? V'acha b'ksuba nasis moyser l'chaverta. Here, it's regarding whether the payment of the ksuba to the second, the heirs of the second wife, is considered a fulfillment of the din d'iraisa. B'hu adin l'bal choyv. Also, they would be arguing if moisar dinar is fulfilled by paying off a debtor. To come if that's the machlik. One opinion holds the paying the ksuba is considered a fulfillment of the Yerusha d'iraisa. Also, if you were to pay somebody who money was owed to, that would also be a fulfillment of the Yerusha Midaraisa. Umar Savar and Rabbi Kiva holds Ing Subas Nasas Moisel Chaberta. The payment of a ksuba is not going to be the fulfillment of the Yerusha Midaraisa. V'adin l'bal chayv, the same thing would apply if you're paying a bal chayv. V'amina luhu, I told the Rabbanon. This is what Rabba's reporting the Rabbanon said. And Rabba said, no, but I told them about Choyv Kuliyamalai Pligidav Maisar. If you're paying a debtor, everybody would agree that's a fulfillment of the Yerusha D'iraisa. It's like they all inherited and equally paid the debtor. Ki Pligi B'Ksuba, what do they argue about? They argue about whether paying a Ksuba is considered the Maisar Dinar. So it says Gemara, Maskefla, Rabbi Yosef, as the Starka Kashi Hachi. If it's true that the amount that you pay in the Ksuba to the heirs of the first is considered a Maisar Dinar, according to Tanakama, and Rabbi Kiva Oimer Kfar Kavtanachla, Rabbi Kiva says not. So then, why does Rabbi Kiva just say, automatically, the din does not apply if the machlokes is whether paying a ksuba is considered a maisar dinar? Rabbi Kiva should say, in this case, you don't get it. Im yesh maisar dinar mibayli. He should say, if there's a maisar dinar, then meaning, according to Rabbi Akiva, we want to say now that everybody agrees. Why does Rabbi Akiva say that it jumps away? It jumps away because it's not considered a Maisar Dinar. But why does he just say categorically that it jumps away? He should say it jumps away that because there's no Maisar Dinar. But if Yesh Maisar Dinar, then the halacha would be that why does Rabbi Kiva say, what does Rabbi Kiva say? Rabbi Kiva says that the ksuba jumps away. which is mashma that the heirs of the first wife don't get the ksuvas benin dechren ever. But we're saying that's really not the case. The reason why they don't get the reason why they're not getting it over in this case is because there's not enough. Because you're not fulfilling Moisar Dinar. So what should Rabbi Kiva have said? That if there's Moisar Dinar, then the Yarshima, the first wife, get the ksuba. And if not, they don't get the ksuba. If it's dependent, in other words, what did Rabbah say? Rabbah said they argue about a ksuba. Can paying the ksuba to the first guy, is that a kiyum of the Yerushim of the Araisa? So then why did Rabbi Akiva say it automatically goes away? It should be tolay if there's Maisar Dinar. Rabbi Yosef said, "Ba'achas b'chayv, achas b'mais kameth." Rabbi Akiva and the Tanakhama argue about whether the din of ksubas b'nin dichrin applies if one wife died when you were alive and one wife died after Misa. It says Gemara, "B'hani tanoi ki hani tanoi." These Tanam argue the machlokes whether. Subas benin dichrin applies to achas v'chayv achas v'moisa is dependent on these tanoim. The tanu learned in Raisa. Nasa rishana v'mesa. If somebody married the first wife and then she died, nasa shenia v'mesu, and he died a second wife and he died, ba'en banesh shalzul achar misa, the sons of ishtay ashnia come after he dies, v'noilin ksubas iman, and they get their mother's ksuba. The sons of the second one get the ksuba, not the sons of the first, because the din of achas chayv achas la'achar misa does not apply. Reb Shimon Omer, no, im yesh maisar dinar, if there is a maisar dinar, ein oitlin ksubas iman. Im yesh maisar dinar, elon oitlin ksubas iman, ve'elon oitlin ksubas iman, then they both get ksubas ben dichron v'im lav. If there's no maisar dinar, then you have to fulfill Yerusha d'araisa, chol k'meshava, they get the same amount. So my lav v'hakom nefugi, is this not the machlokes? Demar savar achas v'chayv achas v'moisa yeshem k'suvas benin dechren. Demar savar achas v'chayv achas v'moisa inlam k'suvas benin dechren. One opinion holds that if one dies in his life and one dies after he dies, there is k'suvas benin dechren. And one holds that if one dies in his life, one dies after he dies, there isn't k'suvas benin dechren. Does Gemara know loy the kuli ama b'chayav? Everyone holds achas v'chayv achas v'moisa yeshem k'suvas benin dechren. B'hacha, here, what are we talking about? B'dinar mekarkoi kamiflegi. They argue about, do you need that there should be a kiyum of Yerusha d'Araisa and an extra dinar of karka? Mar sover mekarkoi in. The Tanakhama holds, meaning, this Moisar Dinar doesn't have to be karka. The Tanakhama says, if it's of karka, then we do have the din of ksubas benin dechren, metaltali loy. But if it was only an extra of metaltali, not Omar Savar, and Rav Shimon holds that feel metaltali, even if the extra is metaltalin, that would be a valid fulfillment of Yerusha Medayresa. Okay, Rabbi Say? We'll hold over here. Next week, we'll have to figure out the schedule. Okay, we'll be Bekesher regarding next week's schedule. Okay, call to everyone.
Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.